All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back for part two of Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, select board meeting. Now we're back at Jacob's Room, Municipal Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so we had a great presentation over at Coleraine from the 2DAT sustainability study folks. That's great. Lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. Tonight, now we have, we have a couple appointments at 6:15 with our police chief. I'll just for an update and some police talk. And then at 6:30, we're going to talk about trail easement. That's in your mail, part one. And let's see, anything else on reviewing the agenda? Will, anything else?
No.
Elisa?
No, thank you.
Homa?
Sure.
Oi.
No.
You had to go on her.
You're quick.
I was going to skip.
There you go.
Well, I bring it up anyway, so there. accepting a resignation that you have in your pile of papers. And then... maybe just accepting and deciding what you want to do with that packet of papers that came from Tim. There's like three pages stapled together or something like that. That looks like this.
Yeah.
Just like.
No, and this is from Tim.
What do we do now? Or whatever.
This
it's
is
just, yes, that's
okay.
Tim compiled it.
Thank you.
About the buildings.
Okay, so.
So that's, and my other piece I can do during the highway update.
All right. So first is public comments. Anybody public comments here? Barbara, Steve, Kyle, you guys are talking later anyways. Barbara, anything? No. All right. Charging on.
Go.
6, review of minutes. Okay, select board, we're looking at Town of Heath select board meeting minutes from Tuesday, October 8th, 2024.
Elisa. I got nothing.
Will.
I do have something.
No.
I gave you a chance.
Damn
did you
it.
Notice that? I went to
you. You did. Thank you. And I read that
like,
carefully.
I was like, left or right, left or right, left or right, left or right.
Page 2, third paragraph. It should be representative of Natalie Blaze, not Nidley.
Yes.
Not Hillary.
What?
I think it's Natal.
Yes.
N-A-T.
It's just correct.
Yeah. Down. Over the down. And again, this is more style, so you can blow me off if you want. But, it's,
okay.
But fifth paragraph down under Highway Department update, it's about the new plow for the pickup truck has arrived. And it says it will be taken with the truck to get work completed on the truck to allow it to work with the new 8-foot plow. It's kind of an awkward sentence. I don't know if there's a way to shorten it up.
Yeah, it's not unclear as to what's
okay.
Happening. Yeah, it's just it's style.
Do you have a suggestion for
yeah, you can't
so
you can't just point it out. You got to have a suggestion.
Got to have a solution.
Well, I'm allowing for creativity.
She had creativity. You didn't like it. That's what I think. I got you, Elma.
I'll come up with something else.
No, you know.
I feel like normal.
And I do have one more that's actually a solid thing here. And that
okay.
is the last page, and it's, if you include the stuff in bold, it's three paragraphs down. It says, in preparation for construction, new salt shed, internet, and Verizon phone equipment will be moved, and the fire department, we asked to remove the remainder of their equipment. And I said, from the former EOC, I assume.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because I mean, we'd love to remove our equipment from the fire station, but we don't have a new place to go, so.
Yeah, not all that stuff.
It's a nice Morton building up on number 9 road.
That would hold some fire.
I'm waiting for the reports so we can start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Good edits, Will.
Okay.
All right, so can I have a motion, please, to accept the Town and Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024, as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Very good. Check, check. 6:09. Okay, we got a couple minutes.
Jump down to community hall? No.
Is there any rental licensing and appraisal update for tonight?
No.
All right.
Not really.
We'll clean this up a little.
What?
Oh.
It is food.
There's food up here, too.
These are really good.
Yeah, aren't they yummy?
She wants.
These are almonds. What are these?
Those are the meat there.
They're very good. Almond bars.
Almond bars.
And pumpkin bread.
Well, she needs to enter those.
Thank you.
It's a season.
She did it.
It's a season.
I thought she did.
In the past.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody want an almond bar?
Oh, and it's still warm?
Pumpkin bread.
Is it still warm?
Oh, my God. You were just at the other meeting, too. How'd you pull that off?
For those of you at home, now we're eating.
See, if you come to the meetings, we have snackies.
From.
The crew's a little feisty.
You have to tell me how much I'm going to speak, right?
Mouthful.
Right?
Okay.
What were we talking about?
So.
Wait a minute. Of the rental license?
Yeah.
There is one thing related. That's why I just put it real general.
Yeah.
Well, the whole, do you want to deal with that now?
We got 5 minutes.
Okay. The whole thing where the Hilltown Youth.
Yes.
Yeah. My suggestion is,
start working on the new one.
Is that we just put it as it's good for 14 months. It's good for November, December of 24, and then it's good for all of 2025.
Right. It's not going to happen in by November anyway, so November's next week.
Well, I know, but.
Yeah.
And just.
I'd say we start the.
We got to get pushed back anyway, but I think it.
Do you have it done? You were going to update it with the notes.
I was going to update it.
Okay, so you're going to work on that?
I will. I completely forgot. I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine.
You know, it's dealing with the insignificant things like lawsuits.
Right. And the other thing is, you were going to reach out to see if we could get that contract from the appraisal gentleman?
Right. And I did, and I haven't, and so I am going to contact him again.
Okay. See, so there was update there.
Yeah.
Two updates. FY 2024, that might take a little bit longer. Well, we could do the loan resignation that you just gave us, I know, because.
Right, all right, we have a.
One in the mail, so we could do the loan resignation sitting here.
Yeah. You can.
So this is from Don Freeman, resignation from the Heath Board Library Trustees, effective immediately.
Oh, this is not the one I was expecting, okay.
So can I have a motion to accept the resignation from, sent to us from Don Freeman, from resigning from the Heath Board of Library Trustees, effective immediately, with many, many regrets. Many regrets.
Yes.
And thanks for all the work done.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
You want to do the other resignation?
I can, and that is Dennis Peters.
Dennis Peters, that's in the mail.
That's in the mail in part one. I don't have that in front of me. But that is from the veterans. What's the actual name of it? I just don't have it in front of me.
I don't know what it's called anymore. Pioneer Valley Regional Veterans Agency or something like that.
So we,
he has been the town's representative on their board of directors for many, many years. He is also been the one to take the responsibility for getting the flags for the grave markers and distributing them. And that includes even when this elementary school was open, they would go up to Center Cemetery every year, like the Friday before Memorial Day, and they would have a special ceremony, and Dennis would be there and participate in it, and then allow the kids to help place the flags.
I can't download mail for some reason.
Well, I have it.
It's a, so can I have a motion then to accept the resignation of Dennis Peters from the long name?
It's actually not listed on his resignation, okay. So I don't have it, but it's the Veterans Memorial.
Yeah, so you'll get the right name for it.
The Veterans Agent Service Center.
Agent Service Center?
Something like that, okay. Yes. Yeah, it's a big long name.
Agent.
Again, with many thanks and much regret. Oh, there it is.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Wishing him well. Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So this is a really good time for a reminder to folks, not in this room, but to others that might be listening, or to those we can reach out to, that folks that are resigning are doing so because they've been servicing this community for many, many, many years. And we need new people to step up. We need more people to step up and take some of these positions, and they're not anywhere near as time consuming as some, like select board, school committee, finance committee. You know, some of these, what time you put into it is, you know, somewhat up to you as an individual, but we need to start getting new folks, new faces.
I do have a call into the Veterans Service Center asking if the representative is required to be a veteran.
That's a really good question.
Okay. I know the agent is required to be a veteran, the agent and him or herself. I do not know if the representatives are, but I thought I better find out.
Good question.
So in the process of waiting for somebody, do we need to fill this position?
Oh, I think not this our appointment. I'm like,
what do we do about the flags?
Part of my message was, how do we order flags?
Okay.
Because we don't want to miss out, even though at the moment it seems early for Memorial Day, but that has nothing, bearing on this.
Sometimes it's just we forget them, so.
Right.
Where you should,
so,
yeah. It was good to have.
I'd rather be early than late.
Yeah.
No, it's all the flags that are put out before Memorial Day.
Okay. So then maybe we'll have to have volunteers do that if we don't have someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can have a select board meeting flag setting today.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
It's an amazing task.
Yeah,
I've never done it. I would really enjoy doing it.
Well, my father did it for me for many, many years, and my sister and I always helped him.
It's good to help. These kids should do that. You should.
We can make a thing. Make it a town thing.
Okay, so now it's 6:17. We're 2 minutes past the 6:15 appointment with Chief John.
Our chief.
Hi, Chief.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
So would you like to start? Do you have any little update that you would like to start with?
No.
Or would you like us to ask any questions, or what would you like to do?
I could throw some things out and maybe have questions based upon stuff. So I noticed I was only allotted 15 minutes and we've already chewed up two. So I'll crumble up a couple of pages until next time. All right, serious. So I guess we're doing a half-year update report or whatever. I can't remember in almost 6 years now that I've done one. So we started off with some busy time with filling tree details for the power company. National Grid changed a few poles out. So this evolves, taking in a request, filling them, billing them, and when a check comes in, if it comes in, dispersing all that to whoever. So it's kind of a lengthy thing. We've had our usual calls, which are not the same call from every person, but are typical, maybe a neighbor thing, maybe could you check on this, we're not home, we're having a problem with that, whatever the case may be. And a lot of these calls or emails have been, surprisingly to me actually, are from DCF. Whether they do an investigation, somebody has a complaint about somebody or whatever, they investigate, they reach out. Have you been there? Have you been involved with this person or these people? A lot of need for a small town, I think. I can't imagine what other, you know, larger towns are going through with that, if it's very similar. We've done a lot of firearms. Renewals and new. That's a lengthy process. With the law change, we're going to be changed in a few months, and then it was emergency change. It's been a lot of up in the air. As of right now, we're still going with the same old process for anybody new until we hear differently. The state has enacted it, but they haven't. Some of the new things are the safety class for new people. Renewals are not really going to be much of a change. The new ones, after October, there's supposed to be an increase in the safety class that they need to take. They're supposed to do live fire. There's some courses that they will take at the new safety class. None of this is put into a curriculum yet for the instructors to give. So those are, we're going by what has been done previously for now. I would imagine with the new changes, eventually that would be an increase in the course cost for people taking the safety course, because it's going to be increase in hours, increase of supplies for them, et cetera. But that doesn't have to do with us. It's just trying to keep on top of it all. We had the fair. I think we had a pretty good fair this year. We had some nice weather. We had some good visibility. Pretty nice. September, we started our in-service training. A lot of it is online. There is some live stuff that we have to go to. We're fortunate that we have one officer that also works in another town, so he is getting picked up under training for them, so we're not necessarily paying for that. We are also working with Roe. In splitting some of the costs. For instance, this past weekend we did some firearms training. Roe is picking, it's supposed to be twice a year now. Roe is picking up the fall and we'll pick up the spring, so we don't have to pay twice. Let's see, the car is good, no issues with it. We just got the lad, the latest and greatest, the other day. And we are pretty much in line. We're, if you go by the percentages, we're a couple percent high of some of the things that are an every pay period thing. But that's because of the fair, some of the training. We level out in the winter. It is nice if we can get at least one once a month. That's good to keep up on, so you can kind of see where you're going with stuff like that. When it gets closer toward the end, it's good if you get it every pay period, so you know, making sure you're not going over, or if you have some to spare, whatever. Most recently, probably the last week and a half or two, we've had two break-ins. South Road and Avery Brook. Avery Brook, I'm not 100% sure if that was a break or if it was an open door. Both places, nothing really seems to be disturbed. Outside of the South Road was an actual break to get in. Nothing was damaged or appears to have been disturbed. However, I guess you have to be determined. Cameras have gone up on some of the locations. One of the locations, I'm going to tell you which.
Is it break-ins with theft or just break-ins?
Well, the break, one of the places had padlocks securing the doors.
Did they take things from the place?
And that's, it doesn't appear that anything is disturbed. Maybe went in, they weren't. I guess they were probably like a seasonal or a vacant. They both had caretakers, I guess, if you want to call it, locals that were keeping an eye on them. And they were both found by them. One of the residents is had padlocks securing the doors, and the padlocks were cut off, and that's how entry was made. Again, nothing was like overturned, disturbed up there, appeared to be disturbed. Were they looking for things and didn't find it and bolted? Were they disturbed, interrupted, and left? Unsure. Roe had a break, and there were some folks from another neighboring town down the hill that were suspects. And are they possible? Maybe. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't have much more than that for you. Crime scene services did come up. We'll see if they could get some prints. Other than that, Saturday, trunk or treat, Jacobs Road, 4 to 6, for people at home and others that don't know about it. We do have a reminder over at the transfer station, the flashing board. I put a call into DOT to borrow that, because the ones from the sheriff were in use. They were willing to let us borrow that for a period of time.
Nice. Very good.
I probably left you with more questions than answers, right?
No. I have one topic that I wanted to bring up, and then if I don't know whatever else everybody has, but and this is a topic that's been an ongoing issue in this town probably forever, as it is in most small towns, but one of the things that I feel is becoming more of an issue, and I don't really know why, is the number of unregistered vehicles, the number of unlicensed drivers, the number of uninspected vehicles, and the high speed of the drivers in this town. And the speed part's been like this ongoing conversation, you know, what do we do about it? Do we invest in manpower to, you know, I don't know the answer to it, but I can say that there's been a couple examples very recently that I would say I've been passed probably by people that are everyday traveling 50, 60 or more miles an hour. Easily, they're passing me. And
In Heath?
Yeah. Years ago when I moved in, I would walk on 8A. I stopped because I was afraid of getting hit. Sure. So I stopped doing it. And then I started again. I'm not going to do it anymore. I stopped again because the people are going so fast, just so incredibly fast in this town. I'm sure it's other towns, like I said, but I don't know if that's something that you've encountered, you've thought about.
If we have some targeted times, we could try some targeted enforcement in, you know, whatever the particular areas are, and see if we can slow it down some.
I mean, I think that the travel points, the main travel routes,
if you know,
in and out of this town,
I mean, you're
going to
get,
key ones.
You're going to, you know, and you had mentioned they're everyday travelers, and that's.
Some of them are
Vermont,
some of them are coming through.
Yeah, but passing through, sometimes the same time every day.
Yeah,
you're going to get the transient that is passing through once, or they're lost and passing through or whatever.
7 to 8:30 a.m., Monday through Friday is a great time.
Mm-hmm. 8 a.m.
Park on 8A.
Yep.
And Avery Brook Road.
And Avery Brook Road.
And the speed limit on both those roads is 40, is that right?
Unless it's posted otherwise, yes.
Which it's not, am I right?
Correct. Okay. Well, it's posted in one place, but. Yeah, so just for a little trial, because I've had this happen to me a number of times now on Bray Road, I said to myself, I got pushed up Avery Brook, pushed. And I get onto Bray, I said, I'm going to go just a little over 40. I got passed, flying by me past, going up Bray. That car had to go 55, 60 miles an hour. It's too fast.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt in this town.
Sure.
Somebody is going to get hurt in this town, or something, someone's
There's
animal,
so many people, right?
Something, you know.
There are a lot of people that walk on the road, too.
There's a lot of people, much more people that are walking dogs. I've noticed a lot of people
Definitely
are walking
Bray.
Dogs.
I've seen a lot
But it's too fast, and, you know, maybe it's a continued conversation because we don't have a lot of time tonight, but I wanted to throw it out there because it's a concern.
Sure.
People, the added number of people that are probably driving vehicles that they shouldn't be as well in this town is a concern. So I don't know, maybe that's, could you kind of put that in your thought process and, you know, come up with some thoughts or have some more conversations maybe?
Yeah, and people at home, if they have targeted times or some sort of a pattern, feel free to call in or email and leave some times. And if it's a Monday through Friday or if it's a regular weekend thing or whatever.
I think it's actually, from what I see, as someone who comes in and out of town a lot, the majority of the people are people that are traveling to work or coming home. Mm-hmm. It's not as many people that are, you know, out on the weekends enjoying whatever they're doing here. It's the people who are getting out of town and then coming back home.
Sure.
And they're in a rush both ways. They're really in a rush both ways.
Yeah, I'm about down Avery during, you know, late morning, you know, afternoon, and I don't encounter speeders at that time, and I'm certainly not up when you are up.
Yeah. I mean, it starts pretty early, in the morning, because I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bus and I pass each other quite a bit, and I think I'm the only person that passes a bunch of the bus on Avery. But if I'm late for some reason, people are really going.
Really fine.
Yeah, coming home is the big one. Everyone's excited to come home. Can't wait to get home. Yes, have stuff to do.
Everybody slept 5 minutes late as they're...
When they're flying out.
They don't want to be
8A, it's another one. 8A is terrible, too. It really is. So fast on 8A.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got a lot of air around.
So, I mean, we got that little your speed is thing, which is great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell people what they're supposed to be going, which is the only downside, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to have like an additional like drop down speed is the or the little frown, you know, the your speed
the
is
little frowny face and
where the lights at, boom. But it don't stop people. Cruiser might every once in a while at least. Maybe people are hearing this and it's gonna happen. We'll think about it a little bit. I know. So I said it's a continued conversation, but I feel like we would not be doing our job if we didn't say something. I think it's been getting worse.
Sure.
I really do. Elisa?
Well, you've kind of hit
the area that I was going to ask the chief is just if there are any concerns that you've noticed in this half year or however, and patterns of behavior or incidences that we need to be aware of. It's a question actually for anybody here who's in the room and are listening. And also wanted to ask about the speed signs that you had acquired for us and what kind of information is being gathered from those. So I think at one point you said that information and data was being gathered and that would be reported back to the town.
People are going fast. Wherever it's put, people are going fast.
Yeah, but I noticed on my own too.
Right, so I mean, you
standing there,
I
going,
had it written
holy
down
shit.
Right here, Robin. I swear.
Yeah,
that was exactly what I wanted to talk about too.
It's not good.
So,
it's part of the world though too that we live in. I know.
It's. But those were my questions. Your turn.
I just wondered, John. This may be a crazy idea, but it might even be entrapment. I don't know, you have to tell me what the reality of this is, but it'd be great. You mentioned at some point that there might be another cruiser that we could get donated to us.
The one that I was thinking about, which I haven't presented to the full board yet, but thanks.
Good job. Way to spill it.
It is being held on to, retained for now.
Okay.
But I guess if we could hit it quickly, if I could come across one as a donation to the town, would it be acceptable?
The reason I bring this up is, what if you had something, literally you had LIDAR or radar set up, and if it detected someone doing in excess of the speed limit, you'd have blue lights that would start going on the car. Just have it parked off by the side.
You know.
Tell everybody the tricks of the trade, they're going to know.
But you randomly place it.
They do make those radar trailers like that mini sign.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And once you hit a set limit, I mean, they do flash blue on them. Greenfield's got one.
Yeah, just to kind of get their attention.
How do you know they flash?
No, I've got my engineering hat on, not my
your
leg foot.
not learned by experience.
No.
Well, those, no.
That's funny.
Be aware, too, that those are a little pricey, you know.
So that's, you know, part two of this, obviously, is I don't want to spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but on the flip of that is safety.
Sure.
And so it is a conversation to continue having.
Sure. We could try to address some of those issues one way or another and as cheaply as possible. Obviously, I'm not going to spend anything that I don't have, so.
Right.
We'll try some things.
Okay. All right, we have another appointment. I want to be able to.
Yeah.
What about my other three pages? What about my other three pages?
You'll come back. We can have part two another time.
So, just another real quick one.
I
did. Somebody had mentioned the community center. Those guys are doing a great job over there.
They are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when they're done, a nice letter will go. But yes, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I think so.
Wonderful. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
I warmed them up for you.
All right, so now we have our trail easement discussion.
Right.
And the paperwork is in mail part one. You should have that in front of you. And let's see, who do we have here?
All right, so tonight it's me, Mike Cucciar, chair of the Parks and Rec. I'm joined by Liam. I'm just blanking your name because I'm public speaking and I get nervous. And Thomas Trowbridge, a resident of the town of Heath. And the objective tonight is, as you may know, we've been working for several years now at Parks and Rec to develop a trail across Heath from basically the Catamount State Forest into Roe. That will connect as a hiking trail across Heath and Roe, and connect existing hiking trails on state land and Coleraine, and then basically we'll have approximately a 32-mile through hike across the towns, all the way from the Deerfield River to the Hoosick River up in North Adams. Basically, it'll kind of. But what that will allow is us to have kind of a multi-day hiking through trail that will be a potentially economic development outdoors kind of driver for people to come and do outdoor recreation. So we've been working, you know, we've been getting grants over the last couple of years from the Department, or the Mass Executive Office of Energy and Environment, and that has enabled us, we've gotten close to $250,000 so far to work on these projects, and this project is funded entirely with grants, and that allowed us to, the Parks and Rec and Heath and Row, to retain the services of the Franklin Land Trust, and Liam is our liaison at the, in heading up the project for Heath and Row. And tonight we come to you with a successful, not that would, new trail license, which will allow us some across access across Mr. Trowbridge's land. That's a sort of a linchpin piece of property because it connects from the existing Shapiro lot to over to some preserved land that the New England Forestry Foundation owns. So this property and Mr. Trowbridge's generosity will enable us to basically get that, establish a public recreational access across that land. That's revocable, of course, but that will enable us eventually to look at building this trail. But the first stage of the project has been to try to, first stage was to come up with a conceptual design. We hired the FERCOG to do that. They did a great job. They found a bunch of trails that made, or directions that made sense. And now we're in the implementation stage where we're trying to sort of paper access, public access. And so that's what we're here tonight to do. So in front of you, you have a trail license agreement. And I don't know if you want to say some things on this. Feel free to hop in, but basically what this allows us to do is the select board would sign this with Mr. Trowbridge, and this would enable us basically to maintain a license, which is something short of an easement. An easement is a recordable item that affects an interest in land. This is a license, which is revocable, that allows basically, to the extent, hopefully Mr. Trowbridge will let us do will permit public access for a long time, but if he chooses to cease access, he has that right. But this just enables us to have public access across that land eventually to build a trail.
Yeah, and so my name is Liam Cregan. I'm a land conservation specialist at Franklin Land Trust. It's nice to meet you all. So I reached out to Thomas just asking about trail access. Obviously, for the towns, the priority would be permanent access, but not every landowner is interested in granting that. I mean, he wants to kind of try it out, I assume, and see how the experience is, just to make sure it's feeling like something that he's comfortable with. And you have had a presence in Heath for a long time, right?
Yes, since mid-60s, for that piece of property.
Yeah, and you used to come up and camp there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and so essentially this document gives the town, probably through the Parks and Rec Committee, permission to build and maintain the trail and keep it open for public access. And I think it's also a way to form that relationship and open up communication channels between the town representatives and the landowners. So there may be some other license agreements that will be approaching you about with other landowners that will pretty much look exactly the same, but just talking about a different piece of land, and it establishes that the landowner is giving permission for the town to build the trail. It gives the landowner some rights to say, hey, I don't really like that, or, can we change that, and if things aren't really working out, to back out. And so that's kind of the basics. It's a very simple document, as you'll see. The meat of it is two pages, and that's the agreement section. And then there's two signature pages, one for the landowner, one for the town. I've included Robin as the chair, as the only signatory. I'm not sure if that is how you want to do it, or if every select board member should be on there. And then on the fourth page, there's a map that shows the proposed trail location and kind of establishes an area around that proposed location to build the trail, just to allow for navigating terrain. The terrain out there, it's not too steep, but there is a wetland in the center of the property, and there's a stone wall boundary, so there's a tight section which may require require some bog bridging or other crossings to be installed as trail construction happens. But beyond that, it would be a pretty straightforward project in terms of trail construction. So that's kind of the background. I'm happy to answer any other questions if you all have them.
Melissa?
So from this property, you said it goes down into the, I forget what it's called, the National
Forest.
So which is right next to my property,
yes.
Right? And where does it go from there? Because then you tee into Taylor Brook. Then what happens?
So right now, it would be a roadblock into the center of town.
Okay.
There are two landowners who are north of Taylor Brook Road that Franklin Land Trust has a relationship with that we're hoping to have conversations with about it, but those haven't happened yet. So there's a possibility that it might pass through more woodlands and then end up on Gray Road. But after the
you could what, go down the power lines at that point?
Well, then you'd go back into the center of town. And originally, we were looking at a landowner
right behind the community hall.
Right behind the community hall, but she ended up saying no. But there's two other landowners just south of her who are interested. I just haven't had a chance to meet with them and walk the land yet. But those two would likely be similar kinds of agreements. Then it would cross Royal Road to another landowner who I think will be approaching y'all about in the coming months if this one looks out. And then there's a Franklin Land Trust piece where the trail will pass through that goes down to the Dell. And then the trail would go up Vinson Road to the Williams property, which the town already holds the trail easement on. And then it would go into Row.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Row, it's all, there's a road town forest there, and then into Pelham Lake Park. Then across the street from that into some power company land. This is very rough, and then drops down to the Zor Gap, basically right at the Bear Swamp Picnic Ground area. And then it's connected into the M&M Trail from there, the DCR trail system. And that's, so we're like the missing middle up here of the M&M Trail, so to speak.
So you said this was a 32-mile trail? Something like that?
Well, so theoretically, like if you were to, we're not part of the M&M Trail, but that would be kind of what we're expanding on. So the M&M Trail begins in Deerfield at the Connecticut River and goes to Shelburne Falls and then stops and becomes a river trail, and you're supposed to paddle a canoe upstream so you get to Charlemont in the Mohawk State Forest, and then the trail resumes from there. Our idea and our concept was to take the trail from Shelburne Falls up down across the Patton, the ledges, the high ledges, and drop it down by the Sunburnt Beach and then up to Cattenom State Forest up Stacy Road. And then across Cattenom State Forest, it then abuts the Shapiro lot, that or the Lively land, and then the Shapiro lot, and then Mr. Trowbridge's land. So it's really remarkable. There's not too many. You don't expect to see this few landowners from such distance. You know, it's really a remarkable opportunity.
And is the vision for day use only, or are people camping along this trail?
It really depends upon what. So we wouldn't obviously encourage any camping on private property. I think that would be posted as such, unless that's something somebody wants. But ideally, if anyone wanted to camp, you're currently allowed to do that on town conservation land,
mm-hmm.
and in the state forest. So I think we would, to the extent that we can, maybe build out some facilities, like such as the new town forest out there, abutting the Shapiro lot, that's 9 acres, that doesn't have the restrictions that the Shapiro lot does, which the Shapiro lot, you can't build any structures on it. And so one thought would be to maybe build a little campground platform in the new town forest that we acquired some years back, the 9 acres off the cliff.
Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Is it
Will?
No questions.
I'm fine. I think we're good with, well, are you guys fine with just having me sign it and just vote to allow me to sign it? Or do you want them to have all your names on it?
I'm fine with it. Will, how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I think we've done that before, haven't we, on it?
Yeah. I think we've done that before on other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, thoughts,
Mr. Trowbridge, do you have any questions or thoughts or concerns on this, or your?
No, I've studied the document, and that's what I rely on, and that looks fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Yes.
Very generous.
Okay, so do I have that in front of me? Where did I put it? So can I have a motion, please? What are we doing? Signing to accepting to what do you want to do? A vote to accept it?
Accept it or approve it and sign.
Approve signing the trail license agreement between the town of Heath and Thomas Trowbridge, who's the owner of the property, Zero Flag Hill Road, Heath, Mass. 1346, shown as map 105, lot 4 on the Heath assessor's maps, and to allow me, Robin, to sign on behalf of the select board as the chair of the select board. Can I have that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion, Elisa.
I'm just looking at the neighbors to Mr. Trowbridge, but I mean the trail is on your property, is not going to affect the abutters to your property. Are they aware of this at all?
Are you talking about Sunny and Christy?
Yeah.
I just talked about the fact that we were trying to avoid the blueberry farm as much as possible because for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
The track.
You're going to get that on both ends, by the way.
What's that?
I said they're going to get it on both ends because then you're coming right by my blueberries.
Oh.
Do you have the blueberry farm on Taylor Brook Road?
I do.
Nice.
So I have no concerns. I was just looking at the map all of a sudden. I went, oh, that's Sunny and Chris's place. I don't know how much of a border is there. Is there a stone wall or is there something that makes it really clear?
So yeah, there's a stone wall the whole way and it's surveyed and there's pins in the stone wall as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's an old county road on the New England Forestry Foundation parcel, which I think parallels.
No, it's very clear on that property, yes. That part I'm very familiar with.
It's very clear. There's other places on the route where it's less clear, but this is one of the most clear locations.
Yeah, that part I'm not concerned about, because again, it's right next to me. I know exactly what it looks like. I was thinking more for Sunny and Chris and their property line with their fields.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that they've been spoken with.
Yeah, I'll get up and I'll chat with them again. But yeah, there is about, I would say, estimate about probably 10 acres of woodland between this location and their.
And Sunny and Chris's place?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, we're talking literally directly across from the trail. He's on the trail kiosk there.
Yep, okay, great.
And the trail would be intersecting with some of the woods roads that enter their property. I think the town, if there were concerns, that could put up signs that say, you know, making sure users are not entering their property.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Further discussion, Will? Hearing none, all in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
I've got a clean copy.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I wish I'd looked at that a little bit more closely.
Pardon?
Are you
I am.
And it'll be interesting if it's nice to see how much is actually.
Thomas is going
to
sign here too. Is it okay? Do you mind
notarizing? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Pardon?
Do you mind notarizing too?
Not at all. Not at all. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm Helma Sumner.
Helma, how are you doing?
Good.
It's clicking now. He's my neighbor. I've never met him before. Looking at the map, I'm wait a minute.
Yeah, that's you.
You're from Texas.
Wow. But he spends the summer. He spends
Look,
the summer
I have
right
had
here.
A very long week. Don't sass me.
Wow.
Good luck.
Just realizing you're my neighbor.
Oh, yes.
Elisa Vieira, the old trip farm.
Yes,
on Taylor Brook. Yeah,
yes.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, I really enjoy all the decorations around
the room. Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Yes.
So, how long are you in town for?
I've been in town all summer. But
hang tight, we're signing.
Okay.
Do you have a place on your property? I think there's a dwelling on your property.
No, I don't
know. I'm on the
west side.
Oh, okay.
It just goes just down the road. So you acquired that from Trip.
I did. Yes, my husband.
Yes. Yeah, really looks nice.
Well, thank you, I appreciate it.
This is all you need from me?
I really love it.
Yeah.
I drive by.
Got a little something on the road.
There is that zone that goes up, it's on the limit.
Yes, yeah, that, the old post road.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have a standing agreement to use the parking there.
Yep. That's interesting.
See how this all flows out?
All comes together.
Yes, do you have a time for when?
When the trail will be built? Let's get to, probably 3 years or so, I'd say.
I'm sorry.
So we have to apply for grant funding to get somebody to come use the built trail.
Yes.
Rely.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like to cut.
So it was too wet, we couldn't burn. So, but our fields are actually these numbers of events and plant people, so Andrew and Mary.
Yeah, no, we're hoping that.
But yeah, it was too wet. We tried really, really hard.
This process is fast.
It was just going to burn, so they mowed that side as best they could. So we'll see.
There was areas of where I was walking along that shared the boundary and trying to avoid wet time as much as possible. It's going to get really close.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're welcome to come on up.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay, so who gets the original?
Land trust.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to go up there and make two copies, one copy for you to hold and one copy for the town to hold.
Okay, great, thank you.
Yeah, she's making copies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas, when you were having your forestry management job done, you had the Queens Canal?
Yeah.
Yeah? And so he was great. He came onto our property and introduced himself. He says, hey, can I reach your neighbor's property through your property? Because it's too boggy over there. And I just was like, yeah, come on in. So we got to meet Richard, and then he did our property for us. So we're in Chapter 61 as well.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
I found some had given me over $10 a piece with this down Island somewhere.
Yeah, actually, I'm hoping he's connecting with my dad, who's just right at the top of Avery Brothers.
But we want 40 by 40.
So when you get to the top of Avery Brook and you can either turn right to go down Taylor or you turn left on Main Street. And my parents have those, it's Clover Hill, so the house is way back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I tried to hook my dad up with Richard. Great guy, but we never have met him. If had he not come onto our property to ask permission to get to your property, so that was great.
Maybe if it's wrong, you run it, it's worth it.
It was fun to walk our property with him, and he was pointing things out, and surprising.
He's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna watch Field Hockey.
I know. I'm hoping that
best Johnny in the world.
Tomorrow night.
No, I mean, what's the Johnny in the world?
7 p.m.
I'm also on
the
air.
I
don't
know.
She had
a dance. It's different.
Jumping around. I know.
Thank you.
Where'd you go, my friend?
Oh, I see it.
Oh, here he is. Yeah. Oh. He was a spider.
Oh, it was a spider. Oh.
Yeah, he was jumping around too fast for a tick. But anyway, I didn't want you to get bit.
Yeah.
Here you go, there's two copies.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice pleasure.
Oh, no, we just talked about that before you came. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Take one minute.
To do the flag, that's what she's following up on, getting the flag, all that kind of stuff.
You guys stay warm.
We certainly will, we will. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, likewise.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll see you spring.
No more this year?
Probably not.
Okay, no.
See you spring.
I sure thank you.
No problem. See you spring.
All right, very good. Highway Department update. Which will also include salt shed conversation.
Me first.
Okay.
Tyson's coming tomorrow morning.
All right.
Great, he's back. He's meeting me at 8:00 to fill out the stack of paperwork, new employee paperwork. Then I'm sending him over to the Highway Department.
Okay.
Yep, we'll give him a rundown.
And introduce him to Jason in the process.
Yes, oh yes.
Does Jason know him?
No, Jason's never met him.
I know the name, but yeah, I don't think he's ever met him.
So.
Is it still okay for me to come over at 9:30, or you want me to push back?
No, why don't you come over?
Okay.
So that Tyson can meet you, and we'll know what you and I are going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Will can join if he wants.
And is it a secret what you're doing there? Out of curiosity.
Yeah, I need to know.
That's fine with me, because as long as I don't have to know, it means I don't have to do anything.
No,
I'm perfectly happy with that.
We're trying not to spring anything on him. No, we're talking about perhaps putting some equipment in the fairgrounds.
Just in some unrentable space that we might have up there available for the Highway Department.
That sounds like a smart idea.
We're going to do our best.
They always used to. To throw in the history.
Good to know.
Yeah, okay, all right, 9:30.
You did last year, didn't you, too?
Yeah, I did.
Wasn't there some last year?
We had one piece of equipment come in, but now.
Well, you had a tractor, we took the tractor and trailer in there.
Right.
That's good.
That's good. We had the space, it wasn't rented, so we thought I'd come on over.
Perfect.
So we're going to be a little more thoughtful and see what more we can do.
But we're going to be generous, right?
As generous as I can. We're gonna.
Okay. Well,
do this again.
We may only bring the loader halfway to the fairgrounds next year.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
All right. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yes.
Great.
Actually, I would like to start off by thanking you for taking the bulky waste to Mohawk last weekend.
My pleasure.
That was a big help.
Glad to do it.
Yeah. There were 3 TVs and a couple of humidifiers.
We had 3 TVs, 2 air conditioning units, 1 dehumidifier, and 3 laptops.
Yeah. So it was a haul.
It was a good clean out of the shed over there.
And these are things that we don't...
You don't use anymore, so now you have to go to work?
Yeah. We don't officially accept, but we find them outside the gate every once in a while, and that sort of thing. So we have to pick them up. But anyway, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That was a big help.
Glad to do it.
Yeah. Salt shed. The floor has been patched. We have, 100 tons of salt and how much sand?
250.
250 tons of sand in there now. So they have made great progress on putting plow frames on trucks. The plows are ready to go. So let it snow.
Let it snow.
How much salt did you send?
100 tons.
Oh, thank you.
250 tons of sand. Of course. Let's see. I'll just make a note on the. We talked about the minutes with the small truck. and what we're doing with the truck. We're just putting some heavy-duty shocks in the front to carry that wider snow blade and the snow blade we have, and that's simply it. That's all we're doing. Yes, we're eagerly awaiting Tyson tomorrow. It'll be nice to see him. One big problem that has come up recently, we have beavers. And we first noticed it a couple weeks ago, I guess it was. They had a culvert plugged up on 8A just below McCutcheon's house. And it was about 2 or 3 inches from the road by the time we noticed it in the grass. So we went up and we called Bill Luttrell. He came up and did an assessment. He talked to Brian DeVries, who issued a permit for us to open the dam. And Kyle and I went up and Kyle, we didn't cause it, you know, a rush downstream. We took a chunk of it out and then waited and took another chunk out and waited. But they have decided, the beavers have decided that they're going to keep plugging the culvert up. So every morning I go by and I pull a little bit out. and we went up with the backhoe yesterday. It cleared the culvert, but the next morning they had it half plugged again. So I've made a call to Mike Callahan of Beaver Solutions. He's currently at a conference, won't be back until Monday. But we've had Mike Callahan before. He's the CEO, the founder of Beaver Solutions, and he builds beaver deceivers, those cages around culverts to keep the beavers from building in there. There are two problems. One, not only is there a danger to the road, but these beavers seem to be quite selfish, and they shut the water off to the little creek on the other side of the road. No water goes down that creek when they build their dam. So I don't know what the fish and the frogs and everything are doing down there, but hopefully they find a pool someplace. But it's just becoming quite serious, and there's a pair in there, a male and a female. So next spring there will be little ones. And they also have a dam back up further in the bushes, which is not posing a danger to the road so far. We'll keep monitoring it, but I have no interest in destroying that dam if they behave themselves. But you may remember years ago when things did get out of hand, and that and part of it was washed out when we had a hard rain. So it can be a very costly thing if we do nothing. I'll turn this all over to Tyson, and he can meet with Mike Callahan, and perhaps he can come up with a solution as to what to do with that culprit. I think that's it. Is that all we've done? A lot of maintenance. A lot of oil filters and air filters have been cleaned. Tires are being checked. A lot of that sort of thing to get ready for the snow season. And these guys are great. They have really stayed right on schedule. We're in great shape.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes.
Will?
I wanted to ask one question, and since we have someone who is on the Agricultural Society here, here's the thinking about it, and that is, there is some equipment in town for the highway department, for instance, I believe the chipper and the highway mowing tractor that are seasonal, and we're hoping we can find a place to store them if we were willing to plow away in and out. Is that something that you can take up here?
So I'm not, actually not officially on the board
okay. At
this time.
Don't want to put you
in
the spot.
But I am. I do share the responsibility with Bill as grounds manager. And that's actually what Steve and I are going to talk about tomorrow at 9:30. I need to get the height and width on some of the units to
perfect.
See if I can sneak them in somewhere.
Then I'm jumping the gun here.
My apologies.
So we're way ahead of you.
Great. I'm glad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
I think I've heard enough of it.
Oh, I will make one more remark. Our transfer station attendant, Lee Lively, took a pallet of batteries up to Dobrik's, and it came back with $91.
Nice.
Which I turned over to the town coordinator, mm-hmm. with the hope that, you know, perhaps that could be included in the highway budget somehow, or, you know, I mean, since we're the one who brought the revenue in. I'm getting a blank stare from the chairman.
No other highway superintendent has asked for that.
Well, like,
there's going to be a little bit of scrap.
Into the,
just one or two.
Yeah.
Goes in the general fund.
Yeah. It'll go into next year's budget.
All right. As long as my taxes.
That's out of my control. I've never had that. I don't have that power.
As long as my taxes go down, because of that, I'll be happy.
Let's
yes,
see.
$91
yeah.
divided by
yeah.
how many people?
Yes.
Oh.
But then, you know what? It's going to go up for a lot of other things.
It's like 10 cents.
Yeah.
You might go down.
Yeah.
But then it's going up to the salt shed.
The salt shed,
as
right.
we lead into that conversation.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has the drawings that were sent from Walter and we can never think.
Kristen.
Is it Kristen?
Kirsten.
I think it's Kirsten. Yeah. I was gonna say Kristen, but I'm like, that's not right. So, did you have a chance to look at that, everyone?
Well,
anyone?
I looked at it, but
anyone
I don't understand it all.
Okay.
It would take me a real good long time to digest all this.
So basically we have a site plan, the existing site plan showing the existing salt shed, 40 by 60 structure, and then the proposed salt shed, which is the 52 by 70 on the second page. And on the third page, you have just some notes and then some details of the retaining wall that's being shown in the drawing on the proposed site plan. It's the retaining wall that goes from where you can like drive in on the blacktop up the hill to where the salt shed would be. And that's to enable us to get as much flat surface we can to put this upsized structure and still have some space around.
So when you're saying drive up, are you driving up on, excuse me, I'm sorry, on the front part of the shed or behind it?
You're still going to drive up the exact same way that you drive up now.
Okay.
Nothing's going to change about the access. So if you look at the second drawing,
okay,
you'll see inside there's like a really light line inside the, that's the third drawing.
Right, I'm looking at the third and last drawing. Or
yeah, go back.
Go back to
this pretty picture here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes.
So you see inside that white box?
Yes.
There's some light line and it says
existing
salt shed.
Yeah.
So you can see that is within the new proposed. This is the proposed salt shed, this big white box. And inside there is the existing. So short of straightening it out a little bit, angling it a little different, the front is still the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still accessible from Branch Hill Road the same way. Trucks aren't changing. We did that to try to help manage the cost of this. If you remember, the original project had us actually still using that location, but basically widening that, bumping the fence for the transfer station, and we're not going to have the funds to do that. So this works. The drivers that are there, that come, should not have the difficulties that they've had for all these years. We simply need to manage the deliveries in a way that we pay attention to them. The truck drivers can dump into this as long as they have us assisting them with backing up and when to dump and not just letting them try to free-for-all it. So this works, and it makes the site costs more. They're still going to be high, but they won't be as high as if we were re-grading and moving the fence and changing that whole transfer station side. So this is the happy medium. The retaining wall, picture that you see here, these blocks, these retaining wall blocks. These are, so if here's Branch Hill Road, this is that parking area. This line right here is those blocks. So just building a wall.
Oh, so it's on the long side of the...
Yes, you're still driving up here. This is creating, so there's a little bit of flat space before you get more of a slope down to the retaining. It holds the land better, holds the earth better. It's just creating a... Does it have to be done? That's what, if you read in the notes...
No, I wasn't asking.
Right, if you, well, no, I'm just saying, people might be saying, does that have to be done? If you read in the email that they sent, that Walter and Kirsten sent, they were saying, no, it doesn't have to be done, but if we can afford it, it's a much better project at the end of the day to hold the earth back and to provide that space, the flat space up for the building.
And would the retaining wall stop at the back end of the shed, the north end of the shed?
It stops.
Or does it extend?
It extends. See, it goes from here. Here's the entry.
Yeah.
Goes from here.
Oh, it goes all the way.
So it's just holding the earth. Nothing more than that.
What I like about it is it's Duralock, so they're actually, they can't, they won't shift.
Would there be any benefit to having... And not for trucks, not for the dump trucks, but another access road up into this way. So,
well, they're still happy. People will still, they'll still have access here. That's what this.
They could
is
actually
like
drive
here,
up
but
here.
But this gives store. There's still land there.
Okay. So would this almost be like a circle drive? They could even come to this.
No, not a circle drive. There's not enough space for that.
No. Okay, but they could get.
It
up
looks
here.
Like it, but no, because this is going up. So what this drawing is showing, what the purpose of these drawings, all this does is show like the elevations for which everything's going to be built. And if you start looking at all the numbers, it's showing you where there's a rise in the elevation or a drop in it. So there's some pretty
sharp. I was just actually up there for the very first time to give me a little bit of a tour.
So where they've cleared back now, I mean, basically, you see this is that line of the existing salt shed, the new one's coming out here. So we're taking that, a whole chunk of that.
Okay.
Plus we're getting whatever we can here without having to, you know, they put the ledge here, but you start clearing this a little bit more out. You don't know what you're gonna find, where you're gonna find it. So we're gonna get as much as we can, and then that's gonna have to.
I was just hoping that there's still room here for storage, because I saw that there's some blades up here and things that they're leaving up there.
Yeah,
wanted to make sure that we weren't losing any of that, and if there's any way to gain more.
Well, we are a little bit, because this is the back of the building now.
Okay.
And then this is the new.
Okay.
So we are losing some footage there, but.
So, okay, but still this will be back here.
So I have a question. If you have the retaining wall, this little note in there, if I'm reading correctly, that says that anything over 4 feet requires an engineer. And it looks like a couple of these places, if these blocks are 2 feet, 6 feet high, so they probably would need an engineer, which means more money.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Isn't that what Walter did? Isn't he an engineer?
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure.
No, they do. It's landscaping. He's not an actual.
So you're gonna need a P. Do that.
So, my recommendation for the next step on this, and what I think would be the best move, is we all agreed before that this was the size shed we were going to move forward with for pricing, you know, for our quoting. If everything comes back outrageously high, we may have to reconsider, but we're trying to get ourselves to a point where we have a number to be able to take a next step. We've also had conversation about, you know, what is the highway department able to do on their own and what are they not? Not because of skill level, that's not what I'm saying, but just timing and everything else that happens. You know, we have a new superintendent coming in, that conversation should be had with him as well. I would like to recommend we have, I guess this is just a question of how we do it, but I would like to get a proposal for the shed, and I would like to have a proposal for the site work. So I don't know if that becomes two separate RFPs, so that we then can take a look at what the site work is going to cost if we bid that out, and then make determinations on that as to whether or not we take any of that over by, you know, ourselves or not. And I would include the demolition in that site work cost. So demolition and site work. The pieces of the puzzle that we know that we're going to do, like relocation of the tanks or whatever else like that, that we know, we can exclude that from the bid. Mm-hmm. But I think the demolition and the site work should be in one package. And then the building with the proposed concrete design for the foundation should be in the other. Because I think that, I mean, they'll tell us what the building, based on what building we're asking for, they'll tell us what the requirement is for the foundation for the building. So does that work from your point of view, having those two separate ones?
Having separate, yeah.
I think that construction management, I know that that's part of procurement. I think we can take that on in-house and we don't have to have a CM. Do we have to do anything for that? Do we actually have to take a vote for that eventually if we decide to do that?
I think so. You just appoint yourselves the OPM.
Yeah, okay. So we can do that down the road and we can see how things shake out. But, the site work, the site work would obviously require a mandatory site visit, and then we'd have to, you know, answer some of these questions as they arise, because I'm sure we wouldn't have everything. But I know you started working on the request for the shed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, and I think you sent that to me, I'll take a look at it now that I know what I'm going against,
right,
to make sure.
I didn't put in, since we didn't have...
You didn't have, yeah, none of the sizes.
Details or any sizes. That's not in there.
But I wanted to ask you, and I don't know, you may have to look back and see, but Walter's office had sent us specifications that they had reached out and had some suggested specifications that came back in one of the emails a while ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, did you incorporate that into what you did? And it might be as simple as looking at the dates as to when it came versus when you did what you did. Which
right.
came first, the apple, the, you know,
right.
chicken and the egg.
I want to say no.
Okay, so we should look at that too.
We should, yes.
I'm going to reach out to Walter's office tomorrow, to Kirsten, and ask a couple things. One, where are we at with their cost to date? In essence, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's your billable hours right now?
Right.
And two, what we're still going to want them to take part in reviewing and working with us through the process of the RFPs
mm-hmm.
for questions. You know, doing a visit, the site visit with the site people. We still want to work with them, so I'm going to ask them like, what is the potential cost of continuing their services through as long as we need them?
Mm-hmm.
And if they'll work, because this obviously is going to require permitting, if they'll do construction control or how that's going to work. So I'm going to send an email and I'll just copy you asking some of those questions so we can start pulling those numbers together too.
Sure.
Those costs, I assume, would go into the cost of construction budget for which we haven't used yet. There's still a line item that's open on Chapter 90 funds
mm-hmm.
for money that's being set aside,
mm-hmm.
so I want to see how much of that's being used.
Right, and I believe Jeff had requested, was it $20,000?
$20,000, yeah.
Which I don't think they're anywhere close
no.
to. Now, they haven't sent us, as
yes.
far as I know, they haven't
right.
sent us
right.
an invoice for this stuff.
Correct. So that's what I'm going to ask, where they are with this, and then like what other chunks, and where does like that $20,000 get all spent up?
And we, yeah, and I think we also need to look at what did Jeff put the request in for? Like what was this? The
it says design, I'm pretty
does
sure.
That, okay.
So, I was pretty sure, but I'll double check it.
Because if it's, then we want them for additional services. And
yeah.
it involves Chapter 90, there'd have to be.
Well, I'm assuming, like, if we haven't gotten close to that 20
mm-hmm.
after just design and we want to use them through the RFP process, we could probably just reach out to Stokes and say, you know, we haven't used that full amount.
To modify the
request.
The request, the description of the request, that's all.
So yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got. Thoughts, Will?
Well, it's great. I think we're up to a really good start.
I think so too. This is like, yay, big step finally.
Oh, we just gotta come over the finish line.
How do we take this and we know that we're gonna be using the ARPA money towards this.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have to do before the end of the year to say that we're doing that? Like, do we create a document? Do we, what, can you check on that at some point? Just so that doesn't get lost in the shuffle, because you keep reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be using the ARPA money by the end of the year, or have it slated for, boom, whatever that is. So what'll be nice is by budget season, we will know, we've got the 100,000 that's already been set aside, we got X amount of ARPA, and we'll know how much money we're short. We'll be able to look at Chapter 90 funds to see what we're gonna need for road work for next year versus what we can sneak out, and then we'll know what's left for the taxpayer.
That's right.
Right? And we may have some free cash.
We may.
Maybe getting better
than that. We may.
Hang myself if we don't, but that's the next conversation coming up at some point. What else, Lisa? Soft shit.
No, seems like you've got it all covered. This is all really new for me, so I'm just following along.
Oh yeah.
At this point. But if you're happy,
I'm happy.
Okay.
This was a big step.
I know you're really ready for
this. I was very frustrated we didn't have this till now. It just got bumped into another year. I'm gonna once again have my fingers crossed that things keep standing.
Can we start spending a little bit of money now on that camera?
Yeah, I mean, some of those things that you wanted to get done, you got. I would wait for. I mean, get Tyson into the loop, obviously.
No,
but he's coming tomorrow.
Saying,
but
that camera, the back wall.
Yeah. I don't see why. I think that. Yeah.
And
that's why we're going to
spend on salt shed.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to require. Right. That's why I want a site visit, because we want to be very clear with the site, whoever's bidding, whoever's going to provide a bid, what's not, there's not everything here. That,
yeah,
he
that shows you the ledge in the prints.
Yeah.
It shows you the ledge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we
and
have downtime.
I want to go back a little bit farther and have a little more room.
So do you guys, I would recommend getting this file sent out for printing, so you have a full-size set of drawings. Mm-hmm. And that can happen.
What's considered full size? What you've got?
No. I would get bigger than that.
Like full size or?
Okay, how?
So I will send a note. When I send it in Walter, I'll ask them what that's scalable to, but I would do 36 by 24, yeah, full blueprints.
Blueprints.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say...
But let me ask them if they were going to make any last-minute changes before you waste any money, but at least we want two sets to be able to look at as we're having conversations.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for people.
Yeah.
One for here and one for at the highway department.
Yeah.
We'll need more as we get closer to the
RFP.
We'll need more. But I wouldn't make a ton yet, because if we do tweak it at all, they'll have to make changes. And it's just wasted money and trees.
So well...
So.
That said, over 4 foot wall. I thought it was over 6 foot wall.
I may have misread it, but I thought
for sure it was over 6 foot. Mm-hmm. That's a 6 foot wall I had figured out.
Let's see here. I think I can.
No, they've got 4 foot in here, and I question that. It's actually.
There's only
the code says 10 foot.
But they've got.
Because there are only a few places.
So it's on
anyway.
I'm going to ask.
They've got 6 blocks.
Yeah, but they have a note up there saying that they would like anything over 4 feet reviewed by a qualified engineer, but I'll double check that, what they want.
We talked about it.
Yeah. I'll put that in my list of questions. What else?
Can I make mention that we did not get that grant?
Oh, sure. It's in their mail.
It's the mail.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well,
you want to crush our good moment.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Now that you've had your moment.
Shit on you, Robin, here.
In the email, it said that there was another one coming up, right?
Well, there's one that comes up every year.
But no, I mean, soon.
No.
No.
Why were you volunteering to work on that?
No.
Oh.
I think that's exactly what I heard him say.
I thought so too.
No.
I thought he was quite clear.
No.
I thought so too.
But I, yes, I thought.
Unless I misunderstood.
I thought I read in there that.
I think it says that another, there is, yes, there's one that comes every year, but I thought it said something about January.
Yeah, something
like
that.
But is it for the same type of
project? In the next round of the Community One Stop for Growth, which will be announced in the coming months.
Right.
That's the annual thing. That's what.
Of which we don't qualify for.
That's what we apply for.
Right, so what's the point here? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Damn things forever.
Oh, so they're just going to announce it in the next few months?
Correct. They will announce it in the next few months.
For next year. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It's like, you know, those, like advertisings or whatever, coming soon.
Yeah, teaser, yeah. Well, I'm sorry I crushed you for nothing.
That's all right. I'd already been crushed by that and moved on. Hearing no on those is something we hear a lot, so.
No.
I'm not bitching because we have gotten money, so I'm not, we've gotten big money for things.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, complaining a lot.
Just
a little.
Driving down number 9 roads, snake wake.
Weaving around the top.
Not many people up there.
Well, I was going to, when you're talking to John about the speeding, and I was thinking, well, it's not a number 9 road.
Nope.
No, just keep hitting.
That's self-correcting.
It's not a Colerain stage either.
That's right. Yeah.
Nope, not a Colerain stage.
Self-enforcing.
That's where they start getting the speed, though, coming down. And then when they get down to 8A, they're like, ooh, here we go!
Yes.
Zing!
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God, too funny. Not funny. All right, what else? Anything else, Highway Department, Salt Shed? Yes, no, forever
no.
Hold your peace. Okay, so the next meeting in 2 weeks. No, it's not in 2 weeks. We don't have a next meeting date yet, do we?
No, because it was all like,
a question
I'm not
mark.
Sure. Well, I've got to go home and look at my calendar. Figure it out next time. Sometime that first week of November.
Sometime that first week of November, we'll be meeting, and Highway Department will be on here, but Tyson will be there.
That's
right. Day,
right.
That's, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
And we'll figure out that date at the end of this meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, I got confused where we were.
Okay, FY, so if anybody, if you can hang, well, you're not going to care about this because you're almost done with your things. Steve's like, I don't have to listen to this. Here comes the money. Here come the money talks. Money talks.
I'm all set.
So good.
All right, so FY 2024, year-end finance report. So as everyone knows, I've been working on this with Helma and Dave. For many, many years, but as of recent.
It's Alice.
I didn't even see Alice come in.
She comes in the back door a lot.
There's a back door?
Oh, sure. Off the loading. Yeah, it goes right out onto the loading dock where.
I really need a tour of this building.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
And town! Because what she's saying when I get here, she followed me and she goes, I didn't know there was another way to get here. She goes, that was a great ride. It was so nice.
Oh,
you followed me?
No,
I was
in front of Robin, so I was behind Robin.
I was the first one.
Yeah.
Oh,
Robin was second.
Terrible.
I was behind Robin.
Okay, so you all followed me up West Branch Road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's where Robin's going.
She hasn't done that before.
I've only done it on my bicycle. I've never done it in a car.
That's the comic relief portion.
I've done that
the
whole
show.
Thing on our e-bikes, but
okay.
Never in a car.
Here we go.
So I don't, this is really a short, don't get too excited. It's still a short update. Because it's not done yet, I hate to say it. But, it's not done. But we're steps ahead, steps and steps ahead. The negatives are going away and turning into positives.
Okay.
Which is so exciting.
I'm going to ask a question.
Yes.
During this little self-audit, but as we're doing, has anything scary shown up?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm good then.
That's all I needed to know.
Not unless the last email I sent Emma, she hasn't responded to yet, unless she got something scary.
Oh, making progress.
No, nothing scary.
Okay.
It's really been, so again, we are going through the other reports from 2024, like that's just giving another update, so people who are new, if they're out there. And up getting all of the other accounts straightened out, making sure that money's been posted in the right category, making sure it's been posted at all, and taking category names that are in duplication but off just a little, but for no reason, and making sure it's the right category. So we've been straightening all that out. Once that's done, the VADAR latest and greatest reports will be updated correctly. So the reports you're getting are correct pretty much for what you're seeing, but you're still missing a lot of information, and that's because some of the transfers, the monies moved forward from 2024 to 2025 budget have not happened yet. So that's not gonna happen until Hilma, Robin, and Dave are done to a point where we say, sayonara, this is where we're at, we're moving on into the next year. So the highway department accounts are pretty much cleaned up now.
Yay!
Great. I'm not saying that at the end, you're still gonna see accounts that have balances, but we know the balances to be as true as they can be when this is done, which means we will know if there are special projects that have been, we had set some money aside for and not used all of it, and there's an extra whatever, $400, $1,200, whatever. We will know that money is a true accounting of what's remaining. And if there is a negative, we will know why there is a negative. And we're really targeting the special projects and the miscellaneous special revenues, mm-hmm. and cleaning up some of the other fund line items as well as we're doing that. Hilma, you got a couple you're still working on, right?
Yes, and I did some work today. And I've got to go back through extended polling hours.
Yep.
I have gone back and collected all those transactions or whatever for 3 years, and I just want to go through them 3 or 4 years, and I want to go through them because there's no way that's a negative.
So just so you guys know, we are down on the miscellaneous special revenues to the negatives are this one line item that's COVID-19 related salaries. So that's something that Hilma's working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking up, there's some that are like, you know, minus 500 or minus, I'm not spending too much time on those, but we're trying to find them as we go. And then we have a couple others that a school, I don't know what that school regionalization one and Maya insurance reimbursable. We have some of those that Hilma's working on.
Yeah.
The bigger ones, the green communities, that one, are we waiting still?
Green communities, I found out just today what I was waiting for was that the person that needed to receive the information didn't get my email.
Okay.
So I had to break everything up and send her several emails, which she has received and she will now review.
Okay. So that you'll send to Dave so he knows that it's
yes, I will do that.
Okay. And then really the only other one that is of any is the Montreal Woodland Partnership ones.
Mm-hmm. And that's, he sent us the email that's cleaned up.
Okay.
So I don't know why it's saying negative here, but.
All right.
But no, that is cleaned up.
Okay. And then other than that, we have cleaned up most everything else.
You guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm. I am going to ask, I notice here the library dog fund.
Yes, I asked him that question.
Is
Damn
it negative?
Dogs.
And I'm going to ask Kate about that. You asked him. I'm going to ask Kate because Kate tracks her money really, really closely.
Yeah.
I'm thinking something didn't happen correctly.
Didn't get put in correctly.
Didn't get, yeah.
So, yeah, we are very, very close. We really are.
This has been a tremendous effort on both of your parts.
Thank you both.
Very much.
The important piece of this, and Dave too, because Dave's put a lot of time. What's really going to be important after this, and when 25 comes out, the VEDA reports, we're going to schedule a meeting. We're going to have a meeting with Dave and all of the folks that are using the reports. There's no sense of doing it until we've got this cleaned up, because there's no sense of learning how to do anything just to have all the numbers being changed.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but a lot of them being adjusted or whatever. So when it's done, we need to have a meeting and really understand how to use the reports correctly. I have, again, said, and I think I understand now, he's waiting for this to get done, do the transfers he needs to do, and then have a report that has all of the accounts on it, like I've been asking for, whether or not there's an action that was taken during the previous cycle for which we're getting the report on, so that we can look at all of them, all of the line items. So that's a conversation he and I are still having. I will say this, Hilma, he and I had a little conversation, and he said that we are not the worst town that he's had to deal with, by far.
Oh my
and
God.
Let me tell you, I almost fell off my chair.
Whoa!
Because I was thinking that we were, yes, I got a compliment from Dave. Thanks, Dave.
For
wow.
Sure, he said we were going to be the worst.
No.
Did he tell you who the worst was?
No, I didn't even want to know.
Take
the
win.
You just was happy. I just was happy that we were making progress.
Well,
and
that's amazing. A lot.
No, I know.
That's him saying a lot.
It's really, it's coming along. I mean, we had, I don't know how many negatives. Now we're only down to a small handful. And some of them are just posting the way they were posted, but. So that's our update there. What else about the financial reports? I think that's it, right, Mama? And I wanted to talk about that VEDA piece, because I had him send me, well, he sent the latest and greatest out, because I asked him for one myself, so I sent it to everybody. Or you've got to get them out to everyone. I know you just got it.
Well, I got it. I don't think I got it.
She
got
to send it out to
everyone. No.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't miss the email.
No, it just came, I think, today. So she's got to send it out to everyone.
Okay.
And like I said, there's still some confusions on there, but his answer to me was those confusions will go away, hopefully, when we do these final transfers.
Okay.
So hopefully, free cash will look a little bit better. I'm hoping. Community hall projects, vote anticipated. Is that, we're talking about the TIM thing, or what are we talking about there?
Okay.
Is that the door?
Well,
or is that
community hall projects is like what you sort of already got, and you can, it's visible so you can see it for yourself, but the painters for Community Hall are doing a great job.
Yeah.
They're doing a really great job. There were a few like cracked, broken clapboards, and they replaced them, and they've scraped, they power washed some mold stuff that was on the north side of the building,
good job.
They're just doing a really good job.
It's looking nice and clean.
How much of our material did we use? Our material allowance? Tiny? Yes.
We have enough to cover Sawyer Hall.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect. Yeah, are we
on the books? Are we on the schedule?
We're working on it.
How much?
That's all right. I just wanted to make sure it was still within it. I don't need an exact number.
Less than 1,500.
Oh, yeah, we're good then.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's a big, big night for you, huh, Robin?
It's a lot of successes tonight. I say things are. Do you want to duck?
Things must be turning around.
Now, that
doesn't. Things are turning around.
That doesn't include, that's of the paint and all the supplies. We will still have the charge for the lift.
Oh, yeah. But we didn't have the lift in that number.
Yeah.
No, that was an add-on.
That was an add-on.
That was an add-on. That's correct.
You ran her for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like $2,500 or something. Because I know I'm getting the same lift.
Oh, you are?
Being delivered to paint her barn.
Oh, no, what Mary said, she's next in line.
Oh.
Well, I think it came from our house to community hall, basically.
Going all over the place, huh?
Okay.
Wait, how much does it cost a foot?
I don't know, how much does it cost a day?
It's like $1,000. And then you get it for 2 days.
Not a day.
Yeah, you have to be able to get it delivered.
There's a delivery fee that's about $450, and then it was like $450 a day.
Yeah, so it's like.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right, so if you only want it for 1 day, you got to pay.
It's $900 for the first day, but then it's like $450 or something a day after that.
Curious. But if you get it for a week, you get a better deal. And if you get it for a month, you get it for a better deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Well, so I know we have the list from Tim. I would like to be able to look at that and then talk about it at the next meeting.
The other thing was the which is why I put maybe a vote. The whole thing with the doors.
Oh, yeah.
I put the quote for the double doors in here. I know, Robin, you want a quote for a single door.
Well, no, I don't really need it. You had just mentioned that someone had asked for one. So I don't really care. I'm good with the double doors. We had talked about it with Brian way back when.
Yeah.
I'm okay with doing whatever.
Tim says, in his opinion, the door opening should not be any smaller because of items that periodically have to go in and out, like the big display thingies for the
for the art exhibition.
Display walls for the art exhibition and different stuff. And
so I'd like to say, can we just review this list and then incorporate that review into this list too? Because we've got to look at the dollars and cents and everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then make some judgment calls at the next meeting.
Sure.
Because that's what, $6,500 or something?
It's extraordinary. Yeah.
So I think we should just take a look at everything. I'm not saying it has to get done. We know we got to do it. Yeah. We just got to look at the numbers we have and make sure we can afford everything this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we stand with the windows?
Oh, is that on here?
No, on the roof.
But it's a community hall project.
Right, so I had asked about that.
I'm waiting on the Massachusetts Historical Commission to send back there. Oh, sure, you can do this.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Can I back this up?
Sure.
The funds were certified.
Yes.
We got a letter that says we're certified.
Right.
Was the next step then to start seeking out bids?
No.
What was the next step?
We got to get, as far as I understand, but I want to, I guess, double clarify, but I believe we need to get, because it's been designated a historical building, we need to get kind of like a sign-off from the Massachusetts Historical Commission.
Except to do the project, right?
For every other project we're going to do.
But we have to wait for that before we can send out for bids, is what your thought is?
Yes. But I can double check with my contact person.
Okay.
So I can say from a historical building project that I'm working on currently, that yes, we had to wait before we finalize any plans to get the blessing from the historical commission, because they tell you if there's anything you need to add or change to. Just, I don't know if that's the case for this, but it is the case for
but me. I would think one historical building is...
Yeah, I think it's all different levels of it, but yeah, I mean, we're waiting for finalization of plans, because when they review the project, they say, yes, you need to do this, this, or this, or no, you don't need to do this, this, or that. For details, for the...
For ours, it...
But I don't know.
I don't anticipate any issues, because basically it's a rebuild, if you will, of
exactly
what's already
there.
Right. We're not looking to change.
We're not adding or subtracting.
Yes.
We're restoring.
Yes.
Barbara?
So I wondered if that also would apply to the doors.
It would. If it's technically, is that technically a historical building?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and that was my other question, is
I thought it was a district. The district, right.
It's part of the district? No, I believe it's got a little, its own.
It has its own designation.
Yeah, when my mom was on the historic commission,
they did,
Bob, she got
they did all the buildings in the center.
Marked off as historic.
Well, but there is a difference between a historic district,
mm-hmm.
which includes everything that's there, versus an individual
correct.
Building.
And I don't think that's listed on the historical register.
I
think
so
it's just the district.
If it wasn't. Because residents around that area were.
Right, but it's as
district.
As members of the district,
right.
which is different than an individual
than
designation.
Oh. If you look at the list.
I thought it was a district.
I think
well,
it's a district
that's
too.
That's a good question about
individual.
The doors. The thing is, the doors are not historic.
No, but if you're,
but even still,
if
you
you're
have
going
to
modify anything, if you're going to change it.
Okay, even though they...
Because
I've only been there since the 1980s.
Because in fact, that whole thing in front is
but they need to say
because
that.
The original one shows like
we
a single door.
I
yeah,
it's
that whole photograph.
That's my understanding.
Because I think when I looked up for historical building, I was looking up for something, a project we were putting together, and I was remarking on the local buildings. I don't remember saying, oh, there's the community center.
Which that would have stuck out in your mind, I know.
Yeah.
So elements of the report, I think I have it
like,
somewhere.
Like the building in
what, you have it somewhere
in Mary Lyons House.
So
all those things, they stuck out in my mind.
That my mom had gotten from her work
yeah.
about all the individual homes that were also
yeah.
designated
yes.
as historical homes.
All their original
I would think
work.
That that's where I thought.
They're different designations, because I was involved in establishing a historic district in where we lived in Florida. And you document every building that's within that district, but they are not designated
right.
as individual historic buildings. They're identified as part of a historic district.
Maybe that's what it is.
And then having a national historic district, you can establish a local council that makes decisions on what people are doing to those buildings. But the individual buildings are not under the jurisdiction of the National Historic
correct.
Society.
Because that's,
oh,
like,
that's my understanding.
Downtown Greenfield, like the Bank Row around the corner, that's a historic district. That's a district in the buildings.
Oh.
But not every individual
well,
building
I remember
is
when
on the register.
When
like
they were
the hobby house and the
doing all
looking
the work
at this.
For this, and you know they had public meetings, and I remember like questions were raised about does this mean that what kind of work we want to do,
or what color I paint my house
is going to be restricted, and we have to get permission. And they kept saying no.
No, because
no.
that would be up to your local committee.
Correct.
You could establish a local historic
okay.
commission that then would enact
okay.
requirements
those,
for
right.
the homes or buildings in that district, but
okay.
that wouldn't be under the national jurisdiction.
Okay. I think you're right, Barbara.
Yeah, I believe
so
that's
I wonder whether you even have to be
I don't think you have to.
Doing what you're doing. That's I don't know. I don't know, but
yeah.
I question it, because if it's not listed as an individual building, I don't think those requirements would be enforced.
Okay.
But needs research, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and if it is, that should have been discussed a long time ago when other projects have happened in the building. I just put it out there, so.
Never mind. This is true.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Thank you.
My guess is we're fine.
Yep.
Okay. That's it with the community hall. Okay, we know we did the rental licensing, we did the resignation, building updates.
Right.
What was that? We did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? We don't have anything else in your list other than mail that we have to do, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Which I need to pull up.
And for the mail, a lot of this we've done because in part one, the first email is the trail license.
Right.
And then we have a appointment.
Yeah. Oh shoot.
Which is not on the.
I forgot. Right. And I intended to ask Mike while he was here if. Maybe Pat knows. If it's been discussed, if this person has even been discussed.
Oh, that fellow?
Don?
Yes, he has.
Okay, and everybody thought it was a good idea, or
yeah,
whatever?
And then Michael's going to have to write a letter to the selectman.
Oh, which he did.
So can we have, I have a motion to appoint, I don't have it in front of me. Was it Don?
Don
LaBrue?
How do you say his last name?
I guess LaBrue.
LaBrue.
Mm-hmm.
To the Parks and Rec Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you very much.
Don.
That's good. And then we have the resignation from veterans. We did that already. The next is the salt shed site plan. We've done that already. The grant denial, we've talked about that already, since we're zipping right through these.
Mm-hmm.
And Will's conversation with USDA.
Yes. And the upshot is there are two ways of getting, what I was looking at specifically is the fire building.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways, evidently, one can get, you can either get a grant or you can get a loan from the USDA for such facility. The problem is, if you read through the email trail, there's a lot in there. There are certain criteria to qualify for a grant. We certainly meet the population requirement. We do not meet what's known as the economic requirement. We have to be, it basically you get like 75% of it if you're below, a certain percentage below the mean non-metropolitan median household income. You get, 50% if you're a little closer to the mean non-metropolitan median household income. We are, believe it or not, in Heath, and I wonder what zip code they're looking at.
Right.
We are at 93% of the median household income.
This is not the first time that a report has shown this about Heath.
So the two questions one thing I really want to look at is, are there any towns in Massachusetts that have ever gotten a grant from the USDA? I'd like to look at that. And where was it done?
Yes, Greenfield has got it.
Their population is what, 12,000?
17,000.
So they're below the 20 because that's one of the criteria. So they must have a lot of people who are bringing your MHI.
I think they have, and some other town has for a building. Let me think about that.
I find this pretty frustrating.
The only reason I know some off the top of my head is because the projects come out for bid, and so we know whether they're USDA grants or not, because you have to, the whole process for building something after that is much different. So
yeah,
a lot of people
So, I don't know, I'd like to look more into it and see if there's something, because it strikes me as we meet all the other criteria. It's just this one thing and...
Which is inaccurate.
Right, that's what my thought is.
So that alone...
Yeah.
Well... There's a lot of people in Heath that are not below that number.
But not the majority.
Do you know that for a fact?
No.
But they don't go by...
Is it just 0, 1, 3, 4, 6?
You gotta find out what they ask them, what zip code they use.
Yeah, that's...
Or how they determine.
How they determine
the criteria.
Yeah,
right.
Well, right, how they're comparing residents.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm like a dog is lashed onto something. I'm not going to give up.
Okay,
thank you, Will. I appreciate that.
So when you get it, you could get excited too. Like I got a grant, yeah. And then you could say things are going positive.
That's right.
And get all excited.
I could use that.
Telling you, it feels good. Things are going in the right direction.
All right, what else?
All right, part two. This is the estimate for the double doors for community hall.
Is this all of this?
It's all
stuff. I can't pull it up on my phone. I'm just scrolling down. It's all grant stuff. Okay, wait,
no.
Part two isn't.
So part two, again, that's the double door quote. We're going to look at that next week along with the other projects Tim has sent. Thank you, Tim. And then you've got a bunch of communications back and forth about the dumping complaint and the response from our health agent. So you can see that. That's just an FYI. That's kind of out of our wheelhouse, but it's keeping us in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the center cemetery repair work on the stones, which is great. Thank you, Bob Virengo, for sending that update along. Still something that's gonna be, as soon as I get done on the salt shed, I'm heading to the stones.
I hope not.
Above ground.
No. Yes, above ground. But that's my next big tackle point. I want to really look at the cemeteries. Really got to point out the issue on that's brought to light, which we've already talked about, maybe not here, but we've had conversations about soil quality.
Yeah, we talked about it here.
Did we talk about it here?
Yeah.
You know, at the center cemetery, so that's an issue. That's creating a problem for our stones, our cemetery stones. So
yep.
More to come on that. That's one of the items that'll come up for conversation when we get this, our money reports all taken care of, because there are some miscellaneous line items for cemetery repairs.
And
we'll follow up on.
You saw the cool pictures too.
There's pictures in there. The work that's being done to stabilize said stones, a couple handful of them that are having trouble.
Really interesting.
Yeah. And then you've got the fire report from the fire chief for September. And then we got a bunch we don't have to do anything on these. These are all for our information, right?
Just some FYI.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. The only thing, although it's probably down the road, but you know, the beginning conversations, like the email from Paul McClatchy, the town administrator in Ashfield, and responding to somebody about, like, conversations are starting about the possibility of FERCOG hiring a zoning enforcement agent who would just have those duties as opposed to the building commissioner having the enforcement.
So I did attend the meeting this last week.
Okay.
Two of my multiple meetings at the FERCOG, and one of them was with the county inspection, the cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that, and we were asked who was in favor of this, and Keith jumped right on board saying, I'm very much in favor of this. I think it'd be really great. There was a lot of conversation at that meeting about zoning changes, building code changes that should be looked at by zoning. There is a lot of zoning work that needs to be done. And I'm hoping that our zoning, our planning board is looking and learning about all of this, because there's an extensive amount of work. I would like to recommend a couple of things. So Irving, the town of Irving, went through an extensive update of their zoning bylaws just last year. They had a grant to do that.
Imagine that.
To bring in a zoning lawyer who worked on updating the entire package with them.
I wonder what kind of grant,
since Hilma happens to know people, our town coordinator knows people in Irving.
Yep.
If you could follow up with them, one, I think it would be good just to have, well, you could get a copy of them online and take a look at them, right? Because there you, there's like a template of the, I mean, it was just redone in 23, so it's like perfect. But it would be nice to know what grant they got. I think it was for $60,000, which sounds awfully familiar to me about our assessor's mapping project. It was probably the same type of grant. Took quite a while to get it done, but
yes,
really, really a big
does,
deal to have
but
it
The state has made some major changes to their regulations about, for example, solar farms.
And the other big one that's going to change in February is the accessory dwelling units, the
accessory dwelling units.
So these things do affect, they're going to affect us very fast, and hopefully.
They also made some changes.
The planning board's on top of that?
Last year.
Not as much as they should be.
Well, they made changes
of course,
so last year to all the to the cannabis regulations.
Right. So maybe Hilma, if you could reach out to Irving, see what they did, and then maybe we should pass that along to planning. Sounds like Irving would be a really good contact for Eve, because they really seem to be on it over there.
Yeah.
Upstate Irving. Irving. And so that's one of the emails talking about that regional zoning enforcement agent. That's going to be in talks. Those talks will continue. And then you've got the ending of part two is from the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, and that's the October recycling report for your info, and also the September executive directors and the program director report for your info to read about. Next week, you all have received an invitation. I don't know if anybody's interested in going to the fifth Wednesdays. I know you asked if I was going.
Oh, right.
That's next Wednesday. That's a meal and conversation. The Select Boards Association used to have meetings pretty regularly that Select Board members from all the towns would go to, and that kind of fizzled away, even a little bit before COVID, but COVID really put the kibosh to it. And I can't remember when the last time I went to one of the meals. But they're trying to create something like that. You should have gotten an invitation from the FERCOG.
The 30th?
It's next, you are going?
Yep.
It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and there's an invite, you just have to register for it. And they're gonna try to have it every month that has a fifth Wednesday. So the list of them, there's four.
Oh, once a quarter.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going and I'm going. Okay, that's good. Well, at least we'll have a voice there. And at my meeting last week, there weren't a lot of people signed up, so hopefully more people are signing up now. So a lot of talk happened. So then at the next meeting, which was the FERCOG meeting, the council meeting, a lot of talk about regionalization of different departments. That's something that people want to talk about. A lot of talk about legislative changes that are coming down the pike. A lot of talk about how to get the community involved, community involvement, how that's a problem in other towns, not just here. Every issue we have here is the same issue
everywhere,
right straight across the board. Every town's the same. There's nobody different.
Kind of reassuring.
Yeah.
In a way.
All that's going to be talked about. So we'll see who shows up.
Sorry, I can't join you guys. We'll see who shows up.
Right. You saw that the Vincent Road reports were sent in. You saw that. Things were signed and sent away. And we're just sitting wait for the next step on that. And I think that's all I got.
So when do you want to meet?
January.
Right, we had a question about Wednesday the 5th, or whatever that is.
Wednesday the
6th, I mean.
Did somebody have something Thursday?
I think Robin had to check her calendar.
No, I had something on Monday.
You had something on Monday.
And that's definite, I have something.
Okay.
And then Tuesday is voting.
Yeah.
And then I have something on Friday. So I have Wednesday and Thursday. The 6th and the 7th.
I can do either.
I can do either.
You want to do a Wednesday so you have a break before you have to do something else on Friday?
Do you care with that? Well, Wednesday is the day after election, so is everybody, it doesn't bother me at all, but I know you're involved in that.
Right. Oh, I'll be wiped out the next day, but that's okay.
Oh, that's true. Maybe we should do Thursday.
What
time will you be starting?
5.
I was just going to say. Is it 5 or 5:30? We do 5.
5.
Thank you.
5 p.m. on the 7th.
Okay, B-O-S.
Now, at this meeting, we've had, there's two groups that I was waiting on, or I was waiting to see when you set the meeting, but, you're going to have a meeting with broadband. You want that sometime soon, right?
Yes.
And then Board of Health has requested to meet with you to talk about opioid stuff and the money and the kind of regionalization plan, which I think should also include the police chief because the state says the police department's supposed to be included. So
I think that's a small amount of money. Mm-hmm.
How much are we getting? I don't know. Not much. A couple thousand. But see, that's the thing that us little towns can't do much by ourselves, and so it's they're organizing through FERCOG or
the pool
county.
Pull the money.
Yeah, they want to pull the money,
and they want to come and meet with us for this.
Yeah,
they just want to tell us what they want us to do. I'm fine to listen if that's what they want. Do they feel they have to? Do they want to?
Yes, they
really
want to.
All right, I love it. I want to talk about drugs.
I think they're bringing somebody. They want to bring somebody with them. I don't.
I almost. I couldn't take that last one. Mosquitoes was.
That was over the top for Barbara.
It was a little too intense. Yes, it was. Whoa! I needed to be. Whoa!
They also, Board of Health has gotten. These Narcan boxes.
Oh yeah.
That need to be placed.
That's right.
Want to place.
They also want to talk to the board about where to place them.
Yes, and I directed them certainly to
include Tim on the conversation, and that the town would have to have some feedback too. So there's boxes that need to be mounted either outside the building or someplace where it could be 24 access or. So I think that's more of the reason that, one of the reasons that they want to come to us and support those.
Important.
Yeah.
So.
So you can do your drug orders anyway.
So Tim, I want to get some feedback from Tim as well on that.
It's two, you said, two boxes? Do they like mount on the wall or?
Yep, they're exterior boxes. So it'd be outside. I think they were talking about maybe a little alley by the highway department and then somewhere on Sawyer. And I kind of went, I gave some hesitation because with Sawyer Hall being, you know, in the historic, historic building,
yeah,
that there would be some concern about placement. And I said, we got to talk about this.
Why not up here?
There's a really good reason why I think this is
central.
Huh?
Well, but I can think of a thousand reasons why this it should be here.
Which is fine.
I'm not going to say
it
out loud.
No,
no. It was a preliminary conversation, and they thought perhaps the highway department would be more central, more visible as you're driving by up here. I mean, it was.
But there's two of them.
There's two of them.
Right. And they have to be undercover, right? They can't be just totally exposed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to think of the most populated areas where there's the most people congregating and moving in and out. And this would be one.
And this would be
and one. The village center would be the other, the post office area where there's people in and out, in and out. I mean, where people congregate, right?
Yeah, that's what it's needed for, I guess.
Yeah, where it can be grabbed in an emergency situation.
Quickly, not like I'm going to drive up to this place and get it. It's like it needs to be.
Oh, well, then one of them ought to be Mohawk Estates Rec Hall.
Can I make a motion to adjourn? Are we at that
point? By that criteria,
no.
So who do you want to meet with?
That's why I said no, we're not ready to end because we're going to answer that
sorry.
Question. So I do want to meet with Bradley.
That's
so aim for them?
Because I have questions from, you know, from that money thing with them.
Yes.
And the Sheila piece.
Yep.
And National Grid. I mean, there's all sorts of
things
to meet with them
things.
Sooner than later.
Yep.
So that could be a relatively long
that's
conversation.
That's going to be, those are, yeah.
Okay.
Because then I also want to make sure we have time for Tyson. That's going to be a big one.
That's a big one.
Salt
it's
Shed.
The first meeting of the month, so, which is typical for Fudge.
Yeah.
And I can just say, 5 minutes.
Yeah, so let's do the Board of Health. Can we do the Board of Health for the next meeting, or does it have to be that meeting?
Yeah, no. We can, I mean, I would say like a broadband Board of Health, one meeting, one the next.
Yeah.
Because each one is going to be.
Yeah. So broadband is the, well, if they can come on the 7th.
Correct.
If they can, it'll be Board of Health. And if broadband can come, then Board of Health won't be that long because we're meeting on the Thursday and the next meeting would be the 19th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn at 8:17.
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Lisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.